Random thought. Is fame and the potential of love worth the price of privacy that people give up when they go on these reality dating TV shows?
I don't know. For me, no. I don't think it's worth it.
If you find love,
if you find love, you better hold on tight because you got a whole lot of the drama you're gonna have to deal with.
You better hope she's understanding as hell.
After the cameras are off, hope she's forgiven. I don't know, man. You know, watching these shows that you've got me watching, you know, you want to believe that these people out there are really looking for the real deal, but I think they're out there looking just for clout and to be able to grow their social network following for whatever reason, whatever they're going to do with that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of money in having a strong social media following. I mean, if you go into schools nowadays, kids are not talking about wanting to be, you know, lawyers, doctors, and, you know, basketball players and football players. They want to be influencers because that's how strong social media is, right? And you're right. When you go on these things, you do get followers. You do get people jumping in the DM. So if you come out of this single, I mean, now there's an advantage right there. There, so you don't mind the privacy being invaded.
But saw the show. Sorry, didn't work. If you want to grab coffee and talk, I'm here for you.
I know they said you're emotionally unavailable. I am physically available. But you know, a lot of this came up because, so I got this tweet from Nick Cannon's 47th child on Twitter. I swear, that's his name on here. He said, at Yanni Road, I know y'all are done discussing Love is Blind Season 3, but SK running around with a white woman during filming while Raven gets force-fed traditionalism deserves some convo time on the podcast. And to which a couple other people joined in and said, you know, I was thinking this, and he says, and now I feel like his mama and daddy, brother, niece, whoever was around that table knew and let her go into that mess fooled, but I won't make any presumptions. And then somebody else goes, Cherie says, they literally told Raven to not run around town and embarrass SK while SK was running around the world embarrassing Raven. You've seen what was supposed to be the proof, right? That right. was his reply to that tweet. What do you think? Is this enough evidence? And is it because it's a white woman that people are making such a big deal about it? We knew this was SK wanted. I said that from the start of the show.
I don't care if it's a green woman.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. But the proof that was put out there on Twitter, it looks like he was in a relationship with this other girl before the show. And I've always thought about that. Like, let's say you sign up for this show, you go through all the interviews and all that. Now you're just waiting for them to find you a person. And they interview a whole bunch of people all over. It's not just like, we're going to find five guys. Okay, that's it. You know, they interview a bunch of people. And so what if you start dating somebody and you're like in week two or three where it's all new and fresh and feels good. And then all of a sudden you get that phone call. Tara, we got one. We found your match. You're going to be on the show. You know, if it's Married at First Sight, or in this case, Love is Blind, we want you to come on the show. You're like, well, we got to break up and got to give this a shot. And I'm feeling like, based on the proof and the timeline, it seems like they were together. They took a break, and I'm betting it's for the show, and then got back together. And even he said that this was just for the money and that they had an arrangement, him and Raven.
So, interesting thing about this too, though. I mean, because remember this from Love is Blind season two. I forget who it was, but also said, I think it was Sal, right? Sal was dating somebody, broke up with them because he got called for the show. And I think that was all part of it. So yeah, you're right. In that space, there's that. At the same time, I think everybody's missing the key point in this, because a lot of the information is showing they were flying here and flying there and vacationing here and spending an extra day here and going to London for a couple other days. And remember when y'all were thinking, well, how's SK going to be able to go to school and take care of Raven? Remember he said he was financially stable? Apparently he's very goddamn stable, okay?
Yeah, apparently he's damn Prince Akeem in Nigeria.
Look, he's got his own money. No, I mean, look, it's his face on the money.
He went on the show to soil his royal oats. That's all it was.
So is that why his mother was so disappointed? Because she's like, well, maybe if we put him in here, he'll find him a black woman. And therefore, we won't have to worry about him bringing a white woman back home.
No, I think that SK is far from traditional.
Yeah.
You know, like his family.
We knew that.
He respects him, but he's far from traditional. He might eat with his hands still, but that could be about it. But I don't think that... I'm sorry, that was gross. I just saw that. I'm like, I can't say I'll
be Mister, wear your shoes in the house and on the bed is saying that eating with your hands is gross. Wash your damn hands first. How about that?
I don't eat with my shoes. I don't eat off the floor. So what's the problem?
Mister, tongue the dog down. Come on, man.
Yeah. My forks and knives, plates are clean. I don't have to worry about that. But so I figured he had some money. Uh-huh. Somewhere. I'm not saying that he's famous, but he's got some decent money that he could do some of these things. That's great. Mm-hmm. I still think the timeline worked in this scenario, but also I think for Raven, what was Raven doing on Love is Blind the whole time? What was she
working out? Yeah, promoting her Pilates.
Mm-hmm. So for her, it's a win-win to say, hey, look, we're going to go through the motions. Yeah, we're going to tell the camera and everything that we consummated the relationship, but we're really not going to. I'll give you a few pecks here and there on camera, but that's about it. Maybe one tongue shot.
He's saying they worked out. They worked at an agreement. But, you know, okay, so here's the other part of this, right? So I'm going to go the other route and assume Raven and SK really did like each other, came back to the reunion, you know, had been dating again. I mean, they leave the show. He says no, right? He goes, sows his royal oats a little bit more. They get back together because he did say not right now. They're back together, right? And they're working out. And here comes this hating ass side chick who used to be the main chick, who is ready to be the main chick again and just trying to, or maybe she's just trying to get some clout, because why is she throwing all these receipts out? If you have SK now, Mr. Travel the World, Mr. Fly you down to Mexico, fly you to Austin, fly you to Mexico, fly you to Spain, to fly you to France, to fly you to London. Why are you jumping on TikTok to reveal all of this? And yep. Saying, hey, oh, he was cheating on her the whole time. Now he's cheating on me. And why?
Jealousy. See, the great comic T.K. Kirkland said it best. You got to stay in your lane. Uh-huh. I hired you to do layups. Who told you to shoot a three-pointer? Nobody. That's not what you were hired to do. Stay in your lane. Do your job. Her job was to shut the hell up. And they can reap the reward of this financially for him. He can take her on all these trips. Mm-hmm. No one is really stressing that he's supposed to be with Raven. Mm-hmm. But that's the problem with the privacy piece, is that as soon as the show is over, I stop watching. I'm done. I move on with my life. I forget about these people. But there are people on the internet and the interwebs that will look and follow and find, oh, they went to Starbucks at 3 o'clock. Who'd you go to Starbucks with? You got two lattes. Raven don't drink lattes. Who's the other latte for? Like, you got people that just
go on. Oh, it's pumpkin spice. I bet you it was a white woman.
So, I mean, you lose all kind of privacy because everybody's still watching you, even when the cameras are gone.
Yeah.
People are still watching and pay attention to what you're doing. So, to me, it's not worth it. But I think you got to be a special type of shit narcissist to go on this shows and do this kind of stuff. I mean, look at what's his name? Barista. Mm-hmm. Bartiste. You know.
Barstool.
Yeah. So he's made out to look like an ass. You know, so a lot of people didn't like him. But yet it makes him more popular out in the streets and on the internet. So
which reality TV show are you going to jump on now?
If I was in my 20s, I totally would do it. If you remember Terrell in his 20s, I would have been right there in line. But
sure would have been.
I'm going to find the one.
Yeah. Look, we both would have been like, who's going to get signed up? And whoever didn't get signed up, we gonna joke on that person. If I got signed and you didn't, we'd be like, ha, 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 ha.
Set up my followers right now. Terrell's about to blow up. I'm going to go find love, but I'm about to blow up. Like, I would totally be that immature. Terrell in his 20s, if all this technology and all this stuff was around, mm-hmm. in our college days, ugh.
I can't wait till we do Ready for Love to see that's something that, because that's more around, well, around our speed, and see if that's something that you would do too.
No, because I don't want people to follow me after the cameras are done to see what I'm doing and to see did it work. Nope.
Well, after we found out about your birthday, I think they're all going to what's that steak spot again?
Oh, Whiskey Cake.
Whiskey Cake. They're going to go get the go to Whiskey Cake and see if they can find you sitting at the bar somewhere.
Hey, that's fine. You want to buy me a whiskey and some whiskey and some cake while I'm at the bar? Hey, it's awesome.
Oh my God. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yeah, it was the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, episode 110. Be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and definitely leave a review.
So look, we talked about it before it came. We talked about it when it was there. The aftermath of the birthday. How was it?
The aftermath of the birthday?
Yeah.
It was great. I wish it was like on a weekend. Having a birthday in the middle of the week, it's hard. You only get a chance to thoroughly enjoy it. But I wish it would have been like on a Friday where you can turn up and have no regrets that next morning.
Well, you know, so when you're this age now, you need the whole weekend to recover. That's why.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'd love to have turned up, but I'm like, shoot, I'm going to have to go grocery shopping in the morning. I got shit to do. I got a to-do list. Can't just say screw the day.
Yeah. Speaking of screwing the day, because one guy did it here, and as we go into For the Love of Sports, if you talk about fans and how they are really short for fanatic, and some people take that fanatic to the extreme, this one, the perfect piss poor fan.
So this story, and the people that like soccer, or as they call it, football.
As it's called around the world, yes, except in the U.S., football.
Right, soccer. so,
ass.
That fan base, it's crazy how wild it is. And eventually it's going to take off more here in the U.S. as, you know, we have the Austin FC League here in Texas, and it's just blown up here. People are so excited about soccer. You never really had that before. Mm-hmm. So this particular game, there's a player named Tony Thompson. I think he's a goalie. One of the fans on the opposing team gets on the field, and they swap out his water bottle, and they piss at it. And I had some kind of note or something, but they pissed on the water bottle. So the goalie eventually grabs it. I think he takes a swig, realizes what happens, squirts it at the fan, which causes this huge altercation, and he got thrown out the game. And then eventually they later find out why he was pissed. And now they're trying to find the fan and all that stuff and this big investigation going on. But who does that? Just because you don't like the opposing team, you got to go piss in their drink?
These are the kind of pranks this is why I never got that kind of humor. And I don't play like that. I don't play those kind of games. You know, it's a perfect example of fuck around and find out. Okay. Because had that been me, if I was that goalie, I'd be calling you. Hey, I'm in jail right now. Because there's no squirting the water and that's it. That man would have been beaten to a bloody pulp. The cops would have had to take me off and we'd have a trial coming up because you don't play around my family. You don't play around my food. Plain and simple. And food includes the beverage I need as nourishment while I'm out here playing this game. I'm going to need that. And you're gonna put, like this guy said, he's like, I no longer want to play this game anymore because I've just lost the love for it because you just try to endanger and put at risk the health of me and my family.
Right.
Because that is a biological terrorist threat and attack. Plain and simple.
Biological warfare, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Well, here's the thing. After pissing and having somebody accidentally or purposely drink your piss was wrong even pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Post-COVID, it's especially wrong. You know, you just think about just your own bodily fluids. It should be between you and your partner or just you and yourself if you're single. Whatever it is. But you don't need to, like, put that stuff in someone's cup. Just for what? Because you don't like the jersey that he's wearing and the team that he plays for? That's it. He didn't do anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like, you know, he killed your brother, and this is a venge thing. You know, it's dumb. That why would you go to that length to disrespect somebody? He deserves to get stomped.
Fans are stupid. Just like the Malice in the Palace, Ron Artest and all of them were right. Steven Jackson, all of them were right. Hey, throw something at me, I'ma whoop your ass. Don't feel just because you paid a ticket to get in here don't mean you can't get a free ass whooping.
That's a bonus. That's like some extra cheese with the nachos. Here's this.
Oh my God. I cannot believe that. I commend that man for only squirting water in his face and not just, you know, because it couldn't be me. I'm sorry. Couldn't be me.
No. But I mean, just that whoever that fan is friends with, everybody should distance themselves from somebody that freaking crazy.
Yeah. Because what are they doing around your stuff? Because ki-ki-ki-ki, it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
The more you fuck around,
find out.
The more you're going to find out.
Plain and simple. That's whoo. Now, if there was ever a time for that graph, it's right here, right now. Well, you know, that almost should be the name of this podcast, because as we get to this bullshit, I saw the headline, right? Husband and wife lose teaching jobs after students find OnlyFans account. I'm like, okay, so what happened here, right? And apparently, this teacher, she said she opened up an OnlyFans account because, you know, she needed more money because she's not making enough teaching. We know teachers are underpaid. So she wanted more money. Her and her husband. So it's a consensual relationship. It's a married couple. What's the problem here, right? She even had, she had an alias, Chloe Carter, all K's. And then she even excluded Arizona from the from viewership and on OnlyFans. So what's the problem here, Tara? Why is this woman who is just only trying to feed her family losing her job?
Because she's not good at what she does. I watched some of those videos. And I'm just right. Like, you should have practiced first before you go in public. You got to practice first before you go public.
Yeah, obviously she didn't earn a lot of money.
No, not a lot.
She kept
teaching. This is why you broke. So I read this story, and I hate to see people just because they have an OnlyFans or they're doing something related to sex work on top of it. And her OnlyFans is sex work. It's not like she's painting with a twist and has OnlyFans followers.
Right.
It's sex. But I see nothing wrong with him doing that. The problem is, they did a scene in the classroom.
Yep.
And their thing was, it was after hours and all that, but it was in the classroom. Somebody recognized it. That's how it got found out. Now, here's where it gets even more twisted, but you got to figure, she's dealing with kids, right? Mm-hmm. Kids are going to do this. So as the administration found out, she gets put on investigation. Then people were showing and sharing her Twitter and OnlyFans information mm-hmm. to the kids. And of course their parents. And then once the kid gets it, it's just going to go viral for you. Now, I feel like there's more to the story because apparently OnlyFans kicked her off.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's trying to figure out where else she can make money. And I'm like, maybe they just saw your work and were like, no.
Did you see what Mrs. Pear did over in that corner in the classroom?
They saw your work and they're just like, no, you can do better than this. Go practice on some other website and come back to us when you get your skills back up. But and then the husband's fired because he was filming. They both filmed the scene in the classroom. So it's like, why would you?
Yeah.
I think she was trying to be smart to not change her name on her deal. That way she's not searchable, you know, block the state from being able to find her. Smart. Doing it at work? Dumb.
Dumb, yes. And don't be fooled, a lot of people do it at work. But.
I have in my lifetime. I got to say what job, but I have in my lifetime. I get it. Mm-hmm. I didn't film it and put it on the internet.
Right, exactly.
Because there wasn't ability to do that back then.
I don't see the clout that comes from it. I mean, and honestly, we had somebody who got fired for doing something not as bad as that, but just taking lingerie pictures on top of her boss's desk. Like, and why would you post that on social? Because of course you're going to get found out, right? So these are the things that I don't understand why people do that. And especially, you're working around kids.
Right.
So why would you do it in the classroom? I get it. It's the taboo. I want to take it to the next level. It's that drug, man. That social media drug, and that I'm on OnlyFans. So I got to take it to the next level. I tell them I'm a teacher, so in order to give them that teacher thing, somebody probably requested, well, why don't you do it under desk? You know, let's do a detention scene, an in-school suspension scene. Make one up at the house in the garage. Do not do it in the actual school. Jesus, what are you thinking?
Do not do it in the actual school. Or go to a community college. They're always open. Use one of those classrooms. You know, it's, at least it's not a classroom where the children sit in.
That's you not know, because.
But I mean, at least it's an adult classroom.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, it's not as gross. But you think kids.
Unless you were going to school there.
No, wouldn't bother me a bit. I'm just, hey, you do you. I get it. I understand.
You were grossed out by looking at this woman's performance. You'd have been grossed out to know that she was doing that performance on your desk.
I wasn't grossed out. I was just saying that she looks like she could use some work. That's all I'm saying. I wasn't like impressed. You know, put it like this. This is not going to go in my collection of things that I might look at later. Not at all.
Khloe Carter has not been saved.
No. That's like Snapchat. I saw it and it went away. It's out of my head. Don't have it.
Oh, but perfect for middle America. You know, a little closer to home for you, though. Down in Texas. And, you know, I am not surprised it happened in Texas. And if it said Florida man, Florida teacher, I'd have been like, yeah, I agreed to. But fired for telling students that his race is superior. Now, again, middle school, he's in a middle school, right? So he's dealing with younger kids. And he's telling, he's having a discussion with them. And of course, you know what kids are going to do? They're going to pull the phone out. They're going to record it. And he says, you know, yes, I am racist. And I'm racist because I believe my race is superior. But I feel everybody thinks, should feel that their race is superior. Is that a reason that he should have been fired?
Yes. Because you're dealing with middle school minds that can't comprehend that.
Right.
If this was at the University of Texas in a philosophy class with a bunch of adult students, I think it's a good dialogue. So I understand what he's trying to say. But you can't look at a middle school kid with a phone in his hand and a black kid and be like, yeah, I'm racist. Boom. That's going viral. You're going to be in trouble.
Especially when one of your students is the son of a very famous hip-hop producer. He put that out there, and that automatic, once his son told him about it, saw the video, once he put it out, that thing went viral. This guy's lost his job over it. And
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's why this went so viral so quickly. Because he posted it one day, and it just took off. Because he's like, I can't believe this. This is a teacher in my son's class. It's a producer, Southside. But the thing about it is, like you said, if this is a philosophy class at the college level, at the collegiate level, there's a lot more to be said in this space. Because there's a debate back and forth, right? And I remember when I went to Fayetteville State, there was a professor who was asking questions in the class and nobody was saying anything and really engaging in conversation. So he says, so what do you think of, he said Maya Angelou, right? And... No, yeah, well, she's. He goes, well, I think that she just didn't know her place in the kitchen. And that got every woman in that classroom up and talking in the discussion. And I saw him just sit back, fold his arms, and say, okay, here we go. But that was a tactic that you can use with adult students because it was a way to engage them. So I see what you're saying in this place.
Right. I was talking with someone this. Just the other day, and they were telling about their daughter who asked them, is it okay to call black people colored people? And then she's like, no. She goes, but why is it okay to say people of color, but not colored people?
Mm.
Now, that is a great
That's
conversation.
A great fucking question.
For adults. Not for middle school kids. So... You know what I mean? So, I mean, but it's, and I think that's what this teacher was trying to kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
And it totally backfired on him, but he shouldn't have said that at all to that audience. Some conversations they're not ready for. They're not mature enough to be able to handle. So one thing, if you're talking to your own child about that, and mm-hmm. you can have those kind of conversations at home, but you're not going to do it in front of a classroom. So.
Hey, don't forget, we'll be back next week with our audio episodes on Monday, video episodes on Tuesday. But prior to that, man, enjoy time with family for Thanksgiving, man. I mean, you know, whether you believe in celebrating Thanksgiving or you don't. I didn't grow up on Thanksgiving. It's an American holiday, so I didn't grow up on it. But always good to spend time with family. Any reason you have, anytime you get a chance to take off from work and spend time with family, I'll take it.
And Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I'm anti-Christmas, not for any religious reasons. Just I don't like Christmas. Thanksgiving is great because it's just food and fellowship. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much you have. It doesn't matter, how fancy your job is or your house is. It's just, hey, come together, bring a plate. We're going to eat. If you don't have anything to eat, come over here. You can get something to eat. It's just a great way to just have fellowship and food with people. Mm-hmm. Just the way the pilgrims wanted us to do it.
I can't believe you actually fixed your mouth to say that shit.
That was their goal. Let's eat, be merry, because tomorrow we're going to take your shit.
You know what? And goes to Black Friday, that is exactly how it is.
Bill was like, we're going to give him some of this turkey. This maice is cool, but give him this turkey, it's going to make him sleepy. That's going to make it easier for us to take their shit tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes, be sure to send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, even this bullshit. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
I can't believe you said that.